WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a crazy world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate the chaos and find that sweet spot of peace and productivity. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, letting go of attachment. Ever feel like you're clinging to things way too tight? Maybe it's a relationship, a job, an outcome, or even just a specific way things should be going. You know that feeling when everything feels out of whack because your reality isn't matching your expectations? That's attachment rearing its head, my friends. Let me tell you, this stuff is real. I used to be Mr. Control Freak, thinking I could micromanage every aspect of my life. Spoiler alert, it didn't work. It actually created more stress and frustration. But the moment I started letting go, really letting go, things shifted. So, how do we break free from this attachment trap? Let's unpack 5 golden nuggets that'll help you tap out of overthinking and embrace a lighter, more joyful existence. First up, recognize your triggers. What situations or thoughts make you feel that urge to control everything? Is it deadlines, social events, family gatherings? Identifying these triggers is the first step to understanding where your attachment stems from. Think of it like spotting those pesky landmines in life. Once you know where they are, you can start navigating around them. Next, shift your perspective. Instead of focusing on what should be happening, try embracing the present moment. You know that saying go with the flow? It's actually pretty powerful advice. When you let go of expectations and focus on the here and now, you open yourself up to unexpected opportunities and a whole lot less stress. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride. Now, practice acceptance. This one can be tricky. But trust me, it's worth it. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or resigning yourself to fate. It means acknowledging things as they are, without judgment. Maybe that project isn't going exactly as planned, or maybe a relationship isn't what you hoped for. That's okay. Accepting the reality of the situation allows you to move forward with more clarity and less resistance. Fourthly, cultivate self-compassion. We can be our own worst critics, constantly berating ourselves when things don't go our way. But hey, we're all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes things just don't work out. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Finally, surrender to something bigger than yourself. This doesn't necessarily mean religion or spirituality, although it can certainly be that. It could be nature, art, music, helping others, anything that connects you to something beyond your own ego. Letting go of the need to control everything and surrendering to a larger purpose can bring a sense of peace and fulfillment that's hard to find anywhere else. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss just dropped a new project on your plate. In the past, you might have felt overwhelmed, stressed out, and ready to pull your hair out. But now, with these insights in hand, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation without judgment, and remind yourself that it's okay if things aren't perfect. You focus on what you can control, your effort, your attitude, your creativity, and trust that everything will work out in its own time. You see the difference? Letting go of attachment doesn't mean giving up or becoming passive. It means choosing a path of peace, resilience, and joyful acceptance. So, my awesome listeners, what are you going to do with this knowledge? I challenge you to pick one takeaway from today's episode and put it into action. Start by identifying your triggers, shifting your perspective on a small situation, or practicing self-compassion when things get tough. Every little step counts. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and living life to the fullest.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.